John and Susan. We're going to be out of town for about a week, so leave a message after the beep. Or if you'd like to come by, our two pit bulls, Patience and Nibbles, will be house-sitting while we're gone.
Please wait for the tone, then start jabbering.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon. Yes, it's true what you've heard. You have just won the Publisher's Clearinghouse Sweepstakes. $5 million and a 1993 Cadillac. So that we may know how to deliver your prize, please leave a message after the beep.
The telephone answering machine. I can't imagine how I ever lived without one. Not to mention the phone itself, which is practically an extension of my body. What with cellular phones, call waiting, telephone conferencing, auto-dialing, preferred ring, and let's not forget the telephone call-in show, phone technology has changed the way I relate to people and how I think about the world.
When I was a little girl, which was not really that long ago, we had telephones that didn't have any dials, let alone push buttons. And if you wanted to make a call, you'd pick up the phone and there'd be an operator there. So we would give them the number, like, you know, Madison 25543, and then we'd get connected. It wasn't like a machine that would instantly connect you to another machine or something like that. It was like a person.
You can still talk to a real live operator on the phone, but perhaps not for long.
I'm operator A6162, and I handle the calls that are difficult for people to make. We help truckers on the side of the road. We help seniors who are simply disoriented, who call to say, is it dinner time yet? Some kids, some little people, and a lot of adults that are just lost in the complexity. The service that I provide now will be completely eliminated because of technological advances. It's computerized call processing, minus the human element.
These days, it can be hard to talk to a human even after you make a connection. For instance, the other day, I was trying to reach an agency of my own government, the U.S. Immigration Service.
Hello, you've reached the INS Ask Immigration System. For English, press 1 now.
Okay, that's me.
If you know the 3-digit number for the message you want, enter it now. If you do not know the message number, please press 2. Should you need to speak with an immigration information officer, please press 3.
Yes, that's what I want.
The option to speak directly with an officer is only given at the end of each subject message.
Oh,
if you would
great.
Like to make
Thanks
another selection, please press 1 on your phone now.
All right.
If you'd like to hear about how to report aliens illegally in the United States and or the companies that hire them, please press the numbers 102 on your phone now. If you'd like to hear about where to mail applications, please press the numbers 105 on your phone now. If you'd like to hear about how to obtain copies of documents,
slow down.
Please press the numbers 107 on your phone now.
No, stop!
If you'd like to hear about issuance of visas,
stop!
Immigration availability list, or lottery information. There are several subject messages under this category. You
okay,
can stop a message at any time by pressing the star symbol on your phone. And you can back up within a message by pressing the pound symbol, located immediately below the 9 button on your phone. I'm sorry, you've entered the wrong digits. Please re-enter the correct 3-digit code.
Imagine a new immigrant from Mexico or Cambodia trying to wade through that one. The overriding message I got was, we don't want to talk to you. Of course, there are times when I don't want to talk to them either.
Hello. You've reached the home of Claire Stone.
For instance, dinner time. I simply refuse to pick up.
Come to the phone right now. But do leave us a message. We'll call you as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello, Claire. I know it's dinner time, but this is your mother calling, and I want you to pick up the phone right now.
Sometimes I wonder if the phone connects me to the world or is simply an annoying intrusion into... excuse me, that's my other line.
Good afternoon. My name is Lester Smurdock with Purcell Managed Municipal Income Trust, and I'm calling today to see whether you might be interested in paying less taxes on your investment income.
Well, I really can't talk right now.
You may want to consider the Purcell Managed Municipal Income Trust. Now, this is a newly formed closed-end fund whose objective is to provide you with high, tax-exempt dividends every month and the security of full backing by our multimillion dollar institution.
Excuse me.
This is a very special opportunity for you to...
Excuse me. I'm really very busy right now. You see, I really have to get back to...
I can understand that, and that is exactly why I called today rather than stopping by, because I would like to meet with you at your convenience to discuss this remarkable new plan that Purcell is offering, which I assure you will save you time and money in the long run.
No, really, I just can't...
20 minutes, maximum. Now, would Thursday morning at 10 be convenient, or would 2:30 in the afternoon be better? Or else I could possibly fit you in at,
If people were offered a machine that could be installed in their homes that would have a raucous bell that anyone could use to disturb them day or night, to enter their home and often their bedroom, usually anonymously, what do you think they would say?
I've been an operator for 20 years, and there's this isolation that I see happening because of this technological leap. Sometimes they ask me if I'm real, and I say yes, and they still don't believe me, so I have to say something more to convince them that I am real. It takes time to care about a person that you're helping do something, and time is money.
This is Claire Schoen for the Communications Revolution.